FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about how to stop addiction and regain focus in this crazy world we live in. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, if you're anything like me, sleep can feel more elusive than a unicorn riding a roller coaster. Ever feel like you spend half the night scrolling through TikTok, only to wake up feeling groggier than a sloth on Monday morning? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In today's episode, we're diving into the power of creating a bedtime routine that'll have you sneezing like a baby, no unicorn required. Because let's be real, good sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's the foundation for everything else in your life. First things first, our brains are wired to crave stimulation, right? So, that phone screen glowing in your face at night is basically shouting "stay awake" to your brain. It's like a party invitation your brain can't resist. But if you want to feel energized and focused during the day, you need to teach your brain it's time to chill out. That's where a killer bedtime routine comes in. It's like setting the stage for good night's sleep. Think of it as pre-sleep prep. We're talking about creating a consistent schedule, ditching those screens an hour before bed, and embracing some seriously calming activities. Think warm baths with lavender bath salts, reading a physical book not on a screen, or even gentle stretching. These are the things that signal to your brain, hey, it's time to wind down. 5 key takeaways to nail your bedtime routine. 1. Consistency is king. You know those days you feel like a superpowered human because you slept well. Yeah, that magic happens when you go to bed and wake up around the same time every day. Think of it as setting your internal clock. Your body will thank you for it. 10. Screen time timeout. Those blue lights from your phone and computer are like kryptonite for sleep. Seriously, they mess with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells your brain it's time to snooze. So, put those devices away at least an hour before bed. Think of it as a detox for your eyes and your brain. 3. Create your chill zone. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary, not a tech zone. Make sure it's dark, cool, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains, a fan or white noise machine if you need to drown out distractions. You want your space to feel like a haven for sleep. 4. Wind down rituals. This is where the magic happens. Find activities that truly relax you, reading a book not on a screen. Taking a warm bath, meditating, listening to calming music, journaling, or even gentle stretching. These rituals signal to your brain that it's time to switch gears from go mode to chill mode. 5. Don't hit the snooze button. Ever notice how hitting snooze just makes you feel more groggy? It disrupts your sleep cycle and leaves you feeling worse than before. Set your alarm for the time you actually need to wake up and commit to getting out of bed when it rings. You know that feeling when you wake up after a truly good night's sleep? You're energized, focused, and ready to conquer the world. That's the power of a solid bedtime routine. Imagine waking up feeling like that every single day now. That's something worth striving for. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be notorious for staying up late scrolling through social media, only to wake up feeling exhausted and grumpy. Sound familiar? But she decided to try creating a bedtime routine, and let me tell you, it was a game changer. She started reading before bed, made sure her bedroom was dark and cool, and ditched the phone an hour before sleep. Now she wakes up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, pick one or two things from this episode and implement them tonight. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Remember, consistency is key, so keep at it, even when you don't feel like it. And most importantly, listen to your body, it knows what it needs. Join me tomorrow for another dose of dopamine damage control. Until then, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.